Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. $22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now. 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your registered herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And Frank. Anyway, I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. We're having some technical difficulties today. We're going to work them out. We got a great show. Thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk. We're here to empower you. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're a return, welcome anyway. And hope we empower you again. We're going to be talking about heart attacks. We're going to be talking about that. Also, we're going to talk about, if we get time, our skin and sinuses, because I've gotten some questions this week about, spring and sinus. Sinusitis issues. So we're going to talk about all that and fit it in. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. lifting this nation up in prayer. And I'm hitting the knees, seeking Lord's face. Hope you are too. And so today, if you crack open your King James Bible in Proverbs chapter 6, if we go to verse 12 through 15, we read this. A naughty person, a wicked man, walks with a froward mouth. Most people don't know what froward means. It means abusive. Someone who's really verbally abusive, arrogant. You know, narcissists would be in that category. Okay, so walks with a froward mouth. He winks with his eyes and speaks with his feet, and he teaches with his fingers. In other words, you know, he does a lot of things in secret. He may even, you know, employ third parties to do the dirty work. Frowardness is in his heart. He devises mischief continually, and he sows a discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. Well, that's a promise from the Lord against those that are wicked and don't want to repent. So you learn a lot of things when you get into the Word and you find out what God thinks and how he expects us to behave, and because obedience is better than sacrifice. So mind the time, it grows short, because that's the way. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Alrighty, first up in the Quacker, astronauts are in the Quack Report tonight. Scott Kelly set a record longest single spacecraft in history. He was in space from 2015 to 16. Apparently NASA did a study on him and he came back a new man. He has an identical twin brother, so they were comparing his physiology to his brother's on his return. He spent 340 straight days aboard the International Space Station. When he got back to Earth, researchers noticed he had grown 2 inches in height. Apparently, his telomeres, those end caps of the chromosomes, as we age, they shortened, but his lengthened while he was in space. And he grew 2 inches. But, you know, he lost the 2 inches after he got back to Earth. He went back to normal. So they said 93% of his DNA was changed. But now it went back to normal. The other percent, they're not sure, it may remain changed from space travel. They're just waiting to see biological pathways, DNA, RNA. They're checking all that out and see how space travel influences all that. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, this was kind of upsetting. There is a psychologist, David Barash. He says society should insist that we have chimp humanoids. In other words, we want a chimp human hybrid is what he thinks society should have, making it, he says in his own words, a terrific idea. Burrish recognizes that there are some scientific challenges making humanese, as he calls them, but by no means impossible with all the technology. So he says because our DNA is 99% almost a match to chimps, so we should have a chimp-human hybrid. That's what we – society needs that. It's – oh, my goodness. The world's gone crazy. FYI out there, they're out there. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, maybe we should send David Barish into space with a chimp, see how that DNA works out. All right, we are going to be talking about heart attack. That's right. According to the American Heart and Stroke Association, heart disease is still the number one disease in the United States. They boast they have funded 13 Nobel Prize winners in breakthrough treatments for heart disease, things like artificial heart valves, new CPR standards, and, of course, new drugs. They're all part of those treatments. Billions of dollars are poured into the industry, and the disease rate remains a serious problem. So when they say that they are committed to research, it means they invent treatments for disease management and not prevention. They're not going to prevent anything. So their prevention contribution would be advising patients, you know, get on a regular exercise program, don't smoke, have a healthy diet and a good healthy body weight, and control your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol with drugs. That's their idea of prevention. So we're going to take a look at how we can improve our cardiovascular health and reduce the risk and live healthier lives. Well, let's look at these statistics. They're kind of shocking, you know, because you hear from mainstream media that we got a handle on this heart disease thing. We're improving. We're winning the battle. Okay. The American Heart Association, they had a report in 2017, and they stated 801,000 people died of heart disease in the United States last year. So heart disease claims, they say, one out of every three deaths. So today, Thursday, 2,200 people got a diagnosis of heart disease today. Yep. And we're told that heart disease kills more people in America than cancer and lung disease. Okay. So according to the report, both men and women kind of have an equal risk of dying from heart disease. And the report did show that with all the research and all the funding and the new treatments, the disease continues to get worse in the American culture. Now, it used to be 1 in 7 deaths were cardio-related in 2013. Now we have 1 in 3. Now, in 2010, it was said we spent $863 billion on heart treatments, and it's estimated that by 2030, the cost will reach $1,044 billion. So how are we winning the battle, is my question. Sudden cardiac arrest has also risen over 350,000 cases a year, and approximately 20% of the cases are caused by stroke. Now, the CDC has a national map of cardiovascular disease, United States. It really doesn't illustrate that heart health is improving. And, you know, so heart attacks are aptly called the widow maker. If you are on our newsletter list, you would have gotten this map in your email, showing you the hot spots in the United States where heart disease is the most prevalent. So if you want to sign up for the newsletters, they're completely free. There's no subscription. All you need is email, because they're delivered by email. So you just go to the powerherbs.com website and you click on books and newsletters and sign up for free. All right, well, let's talk about Mondays, because Monday apparently is a high risk for people with heart problems. The statistics they seem to indicate that Monday is the most common day for heart attacks. And medical research states that the first day of the week is really the most stressful, and we tend to produce more stress hormones known as cortisol and adrenaline. So Monday is also a very popular day for arrhythmia, with about a 21% greater occurrence. There seems to be this slight decline in risk on or after Wednesday. Sunday, they say, is the safest day of the week, with 50% fewer cardio events on Sunday. That's because you're supposed to be relaxing, not stressing. And then there's the specific time frame on Monday that is kind of weird. Research published in the journal Heart indicates that Monday morning between 5 a.m. and 10 a.m. are the peak times for heart attacks. They say heart attacks that occur between 6 a.m. and 12 p.m. showed 20% more heart muscle damage. And medical science seems to know why that is. They state that heart attacks follow circadian rhythms, your sleep patterns, and they're triggered by emotional or physical stress. They say our sympathetic nervous system is engaged when we either sit or stand upright, which triggers the cortisol. They also state that the same reason exists if you're having sexual intercourse in the morning. It can trigger a heart attack in some patients. So research indicates that there's this lower risk of heart attack if we align our sleep pattern with the body's natural sleep cycle and go to bed before 10 p.m. So, I mean, what could it cost you to just go to turn in earlier, an hour earlier? see how you do. Now, they say lack of adequate sleep is going to agitate your sympathetic nervous system, and in turn, it agitates the autonomic nervous system. And stress hormones in conjunction with the agitated nervous system increases your risk of a heart attack. Other heart conditions can further increase the risk, such as, or other health conditions really, like diabetes can increase your risk, you know, high blood pressure and having clotting problems with your fibrinogen protein in your blood is off, it's out of balance. Now, the other health conditions, you know, are manageable if you just know what to do. Now, the research is also stating that chronic sleep deprivation increases calcium deposits and plaque in the coronary arteries and increases chest pains, arrhythmia, and mortality. All right. Well, here's this new study that was done just this year. It was done by Queen Mary University of London, and they were published in the journal Circulation Research. And they found that in the early morning hours, heart patients have lower levels of a protective molecule in their blood, which could increase cardio events if it's low. So this research also points to sleep patterns affecting the physical components, and in this case, your blood. So the lack of these molecules increases the risk of blood clotting together, which often contribute to a heart attack. So sleep equals repair. And because we often fail to consider what the benefits of sleep are, the cells of the body are regenerated during sleep. The brain is recharged during sleep. The whole system is refreshed because of sleep. And when you don't have it, well, you die. You die prematurely if you don't get enough sleep. Anybody ask Michael Jackson. He had a sleep problem. He had to have anesthesia to get some rest. And, of course, after so many doses of that, it doesn't work, and then you're going to die. So sleep is really, you know, that there's that saying, robbed of sleep. That's real. You lose benefits when you don't get sleep. All right, well, let's talk about this mystery molecule they're talking about that's low in the blood system of people with heart events. So what is the mystery molecule that's in the blood that seems to change everything, you know, balance-wise? Well, according to Dr. Jesmond Dalley at Queen's Mary Research Institute, the research team was kind of surprised that it was this particular molecule known as essential omega-3 fatty acids. Now, science dismissed this molecule as having no clinical importance, and the researchers were kind of stunned to discover this so-called non-essential fatty acid actually controls vital cell action. Yep, according to Dr. Dalley, these researchers, they hope this new research is going to lead to, obviously, new treatments to prevent heart attacks and stroke. But this class of molecule known as fatty acids, they're very necessary. They help control growth and development, cell membrane integrity, brain function, healthy skin and hair, metabolic function, reproductive system function, if you want to have children, and immune system function. So omega-3s, very important. So the study also revealed that patients with heart disease have low production rates of omega-3s, and that there is really this clustering of white blood cells and the platelets, which contribute to a lot of inflammation and blood clots. So when heart patients increase their omega-3 fatty acids, the inflammation is reduced, and there's less clumping of the blood cells. Right. So who knew avoiding heart attack could be as simple as getting some omega-3s going, right? That's what it suggests. So what we do really is our lifestyle is really has a direct impact, and it can actually take years for negative symptoms to really appear. So you don't want to ignore symptoms. So it's the body's way of informing you there's imbalance, and imbalance leads to weakness, lack of function, and, of course, disease. Now, it's more difficult and it's going to take more time to overcome an illness that has created weakness, and medical treatments for heart disease reduce symptoms, but they don't address the imbalance causing the symptom. So symptom management is really a slick way of ignoring the warning signs. So the cause has to be addressed, and it most often is lifestyle. Yep, no way around it, folks. So when you're suffering from heart disease, you got to decide to address the cause, lifestyle. And it's going to be a permanent change when you do address it. So the Mediterranean diet, you've heard me speak of this a million times. This diet's rich in omega-3 fatty acids, and it typically there's little to no heart disease in the region of the world known as the Mediterranean. It's because of the way they eat. So are cardiologists going to tell you that? Not likely. So bookstores have cookbooks, and they're going to teach you how to prepare healthy Mediterranean meals in about 30 minutes because your health and your life are worth the effort. And most heart patients have a weak cardio system, and herbs can strengthen them. So Apothecary Herbs does have some herb formulas that help strengthen the cardio. So if you're trying to get off also your heart drugs, it's really a wise idea to have some medicinal herbs that are strengtheners while you do that. So there is a proper way to wean off of these medicines that you don't want to be on. And if you want, you can request a free handout on that. Apothecary Herbs will send it to you. Apothecary Herbs will mail it to you free of charge or email it to you, whichever. So you can also call and request a free product catalog or order your heart-strengthening organic herb formulas and just take back your life. That's it. Put the power back in your hands. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't mention they also have at Apothecary Herbs an emergency heart attack pack. You can wear it on your belt if you're out in the boondocks. When seconds count, you're going to want something. Check that out and call. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com is the website. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And I know Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Financial Survival said, you know, you need to tell people why your stuff's different from the stuff in stores people see. Okay. The reason is, not only is the ingredient important, but also the processing is important. And in a nutshell, herbs are very sensitive to heat and light. So if the process has either one of those in excess, you're going to destroy a lot of the medicinal power in the herb, and you're going to get a very weak formula. So at Apothecary Herbs, we make what are called professional strength formulas. Practitioners will use them. We've had a lot of practitioners write in and tell us they've tested our stuff, and it appears to be the best formula they can find. So we thank them for that. And so it's a game changer when you get an herbal formula that's got some power, okay? And that's what you need. You need some power out there. And God said, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So if you want herbs in as pristine a power as you can get them, that's what we try to do, because the more you do the herbs, the weaker you make them. So very little processing. Make sure there's no heat, cold pressing. Aging is important. We age the formulas to allow that energy of the plant, the phytochemicals, to go into the liquid catalyst, and you really can't substitute that time. And of course, companies that do, you know, hasten that process or skip it altogether and use forced extraction, create friction and heat. And that's what happens. You get a very weak formula in the end. But, you know, they just figure you'll buy more of their stuff, and that's okay with them. See, so thepowerherbs.com if you want a professional strength herbal formula, that's a game changer. Or give them a call at 866-229-3663. And do sign up for the online newsletters. They're free if you want to get those in your email each week. Lots of informative, healthy tips there. And if you do have that clotting issue, a lot of people are on blood thinners and stuff, hawthorn berries help protect that fibrinogen protein in your blood, which, by the way, is totally influenced by your lifestyle. That fibrinogen protein that decides if your red blood cells are going to clot or not. I mean, there's a difference between, you know, you cut yourself and you don't want to bleed to death, and having unnecessary clotting and then causing heart attacks or emboli. So fibrinogen is real important, and it's a lifesaver. And if you don't eat right, you will change that protein. It'll become fibrinogenic and cause clumping of the red blood cells and cause you to have clots. So really, it is lifestyle driven. So Mediterranean diet, once again, lots of fish, vegetables, fresh vegetable, organics, fruits, vegetables, olive oil, a lot of that. None of that processed oil junk. No processed foods. Okay, get off of that. Get off of the processed white flour as well. It's GMO now anyway. So it's all lifestyle driven, and you have that power right now. And it's not really going to cost you a copay or a big hospital bill to make those changes. You can do that yourself. See? And Hawthorn berries, if you want to use Hawthorn berries, it'll help protect that fibrinogen protein. So it won't get too fibrinic and cause clotting. So they've tested it against all those blood thinners, and it worked just as well or better, and no side effects. So if you're looking for that, it's at thepowerherbs.com. They've got a great heart formula there. They've got the motherwort if you tend to have heart flutters. So there's lots of tools that you can use and implement. So absolutely great stuff. All right, so I know we're not quite ready for the break, so we're gonna start our sinus segment. Everybody has sinuses, and a lot of people struggle with the seasonal sinus stuff. Usually it's spring and fall. You know, get a lot of rain and wet, moldy leaves on the ground. People get sinus infections. Then we get spring, we get lots of pollen, and people get sinus infections. So we are influenced by the environment for sure. So there are some things we can do. So we don't have to take a antibiotic for sinus or get sinus infections to begin with. So we're going to talk about that. About 12.3% of the U.S. population has sinus infections. They have sinus problems. It's a chronic thing. 37 million people. They estimate about 6 million don't go to the doctor. They just kind of tough it out. So now a healthy person... That's you, a healthy person out there. You're going to produce a half to one cup of nasal mucus per day. That's normal. Okay, I know when you read it, it sounds like a lot. But this is a normal thing. It keeps the nasal passages from drying out, and it also helps keep unwanted pathogens and other things like parasites from getting into the nasal cavity. Now, some people seem to suffer from recurrent sinus infections, and then they go to the doctor and they get on repeat, you know, back-to-back antibiotic treatment. So not healthy, and they keep getting the problems. Where's the strengthening in that? Well, we're going to talk about it. We got to take a break, though. When we come back, we're going to talk about sneezing and bronchitis and how we can avoid that stuff. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Now I can hear the bumper properly. Thank you, Frank. Oh, yeah, at the intro, I couldn't hear anything. It was just crazy. I don't know. I was flying blind there. But we're learning this stuff, so we'll get this keyboard down. Well, right before the break, we were talking about sinus infections, and people, you know, tend to come down with them in the spring. And then, you know, they usually run to the doctor and they get an antibiotic, but they usually get the sinus infections back. Because, you know, spring tends to be, you know, a couple of months long and they get another infection. Well, in 2012, the Federation of the American Societies for Experimental Biology, they had this research they published on the common sneeze. Scientists thought that they knew why we sneeze and what the sneeze mechanism does. They also wanted to see what happened if the sneeze mechanism malfunctioned. So what researchers found is that when we sneeze, it's the body's way of resetting the pathological environment inside the nose and the nasal passages. So pathogens that shouldn't be in there are identified by the body and ejected out through the sneeze. They also determined that it is the nose hairs inside the nose that help identify those unwanted pathogens and signal cells which line the nose and the nasal passage to generate a sneeze. So according to Dr. Noam Cohn, he's at the Department of ENT, and he says patients that seem to get a lot of sinus infections aren't adequately clearing the nose and the nasal cavity of mucus, and a lot of inflammation sets in, and also an infection. So Cohn's team also determined that the nasal cells in healthy patients react to a sneeze differently than those that get chronic sinusitis. It's interesting. So keep in mind that if you have a sinus infection, you may be prone to sneezing frequently, right? But the ENT profession used to think that it was just the inflammation tissue, the inflamed tissue, that was responsible for the sinus infections, but they since learned it's the mucus that's the key. Therefore, scientific medicine has been coming up with all kinds of therapies and devices to clear the mucus, but with limited success. So really, you have to drain the sinus cavity. You have to get all that stuff out of there. And I know a few things on how to do that. We'll get to it in a minute. Now, in 2011, the Swedish folks did a study at Lund University, and they suggested that this new way to diagnose sinus infections and also reduce the use of antibiotics. So their report was that about 9% of the Europeans have sinus issues, and they miss about 8 to 14 days of work each year because of it. So the research team used what is called a Doppler ultrasound sensor to determine the volume and flow of the sinus fluid. So the team found that antibiotic resistance tends to be a problem in treating this condition and other infections, and the Doppler can give more accurate diagnosis of whether the patient had a sinus infection or not. So this helps determine if a prescription for an antibiotic is necessary. Average cost of a Doppler ultrasound is about $250 to $550 US. So, I mean, can you imagine the average person in America going to their general practitioner to get an antibiotic for their stuffy head and their nose that won't drain? And they suggest, let's do a Doppler, and it's only going to be $550. Most people are going to say, I don't think so. No. You know, these days, the insurance isn't covering anything, hardly. Well, now there's this biofilm test. Ohio State University Center for Clinical and Translational Science came up with this in 2014. They did some experiments to see if they could create what is called a rapid test for sinus sufferers. So they claimed this could avoid the use of an antibiotic. So the test looks like the test looks for bacterial biomarkers so the doctors can diagnose the sinus infection properly. My question is, have medical doctors in the past guessed that their patient had a sinus infection? Basically, they did guess because they didn't know if the infection was due to an allergy, a virus, or a bacteria. So prescribing antibiotics for anything other than bacteria would have been a waste of time. So this has led to this overuse, of course, of your antibiotics and strain-resistant pathogens and also failure of medications to clear the infection. Now, the research team, also from Wexner Medical Center and the Nationwide Children's Hospital, they said the rapid test involved what is basically a nose swab and 5-minute analysis of the mucus. They found that about 10% of the patients that are seen for sinusitis had an infection that needed a prescription. Only 10%. Wow. So this rapid test can actually eliminate about 18 million antibiotic prescriptions per year. I bet that doesn't sit well with the pharmaceuticals. What do you think? Well, this test is, is a test the pharmaceutical industry hopes you don't know about, your doctor doesn't know about, and doesn't implement at his practice. So the research team stated that people with chronic sinusitis often have a bacteria called biofilm that's in their nasal cavity. And this represents all these colonies of bacteria, and they have these sticky covers on them that protect them from the antibiotics. So these bacterial colonies often have specific protein membranes offering a signature to test on. And the test, much like a test for strep or for pregnancy, there are specific proteins, and the test can read that in the Petri dish and tell you what it is. So if the test shows a virus instead of a bacteria, no antibiotics would be prescribed. And the doctor said about 80 to 90% of the time, the sinus problem is viral, and it gets resolved on its own. Now, this supports research back in 2008 from Cochrane's Systemic Review, where sinuses cleared up on their own within about 14 days without any medications. And those given antibiotics reported marginal improvement, maybe shortened their recovery by a day. Here is a quote from Health Technologies Assessment in Finland. They say a systemic review of the data from 57 separate studies using a variety of antibiotics and placebos found that most of the patients got better within 2 weeks, regardless of which group, drug or placebo, that they were in. End of quote. That's because most of them had virus infections. They didn't have bacterial. And then sometimes patients get a prescription for an antibiotic and a steroid, you know, and when antibiotics don't work, that's what doctors whip out, their pad for write a steroid prescription to reduce swelling so that the sinus cavity hopefully can drain. So the rate of prescribing this combination in the UK is about 92% of the time and 98% of the time in the United States. Now, in 2007, there was this study that was done at the University of Southampton in the UK. It was led by Dr. Ian Williamson, and their research was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association in 2007, the December issue. And this is what they discovered with regards to treating acute sinusitis with antibiotics or steroids. They said neither the steroid nor the antibiotic were to be more effective than a placebo. Snap. They go on to say, Dr. Williamson goes on to say, our main conclusions are that among patients with acute bacterial sinusitis, neither an antibiotic nor a steroid alone or a combination thereof were effective in altering the symptom, the severity, and the duration of the condition. Well, there's a bunch of other diagnostic tests, like the one Dr. Mark Ebel at the University of Georgia came up with. It helps ensure or confirm that it is indeed a bacterial sinus infection. So instead of, you know, taking a needle and injecting a needle and extracting fluid from the nasal cavity near your eyeball, no, nobody's going to do that, right? He says there's got to be more accurate ways to determine if a patient has a sinus infection. So they have these other standard tests. They can do maybe x-rays or CT scans. But, you know, who's going to order that for a sinus infection? So the tests in the U.S. and the U.K. and Europe are costing patients extra time, extra appointments, extra money, and they're not really getting anything more accurate than a guess, is what he's saying. He goes on to say, I think people have this idea that tests are more accurate than they really are. There is a given built-in of 20% plus or minus value for error. Sometimes, true studies, we find that the tests we thought were accurate turn out to be not so helpful, and we find a need for better tests to guide us in our diagnosing, end of quote. Yeah, I mean, don't get so starry-eyed on all the technology, because sometimes it's not what it appears. Dr. Emberl and his research team actually started looking for different tests to indicate specific C-reactive proteins that would be found in a bacterial sinus infection and be able to identify them. So ultrasound devices can be helpful, he says, does not expose patients to radiation. Testing nose mucus for white blood cells can also be a more accurate way of detecting bacterial sinus infections. He says, but a lot of what we do now in medicine isn't quite as accurate as we would like. Well, yes, antibiotic test and, just to test to make sure you need an antibiotic is something that's not being done. It's a guess. Another study, this is at Washington University School of Medicine, 2012. They found antibiotics are not effective against sinus infections. They published the research in the Journal of American Medical Association. They say patients don't get better faster or have fewer symptoms when they get antibiotics. Our results prove that antibiotics are not necessary for basic sinus infection. People get better on their own. And they go on to say more doctors are not prescribing as many antibiotics for sinus infections as they used to, which is good move. There's a movement, he says, to improve judicious use of antibiotics, which is a positive thing. So they showed that by day 10 of a sinus infection, there was an 80% improvement in symptoms, you know, pain, fever, cough, congestion, that kind of thing. Well, I mean, cut to the chase. I'm one of these people, I like to cut to the chase. I like to get over stuff too sweet in a hurry. And so one of the things that I've learned as an herbalist is you got to use herbs that move mucus out. Move blood, move mucus. And those are going to be your hot, hot cayenne peppers, you know? I know people that, you know, if they get a stuffy head, they go to a Chinese restaurant and get something really hot to eat, something hot peppers on it. Or Mexican restaurant, same thing. If you go to a Chinese restaurant, their homemade mustard, oh my word, that'll open up your head. That'll make you cry. But hey, you're draining. Make sure you bring, you know, a big handkerchief or a box of Kleenex. And you will drain. Right. Okay. So Frank says he uses 90,000 Scoville heat units of organic cayenne with distilled water, and he puts it in a nasal sprayer. Seems to work for him. Ooh, nasal sprayer, eh? I personally would just, you know, take my cayenne internally and let it work from the inside. And that's basically what we do. We use a bunch of immune support herbs and cayenne to help open up and drain the sinus cavity. If you got a lot of swelling, you can use willow bark and meadow sweet. But the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have this excellent sinus formula called Echinacea Deluxe. And it does have the hot cayenne in it. So it will open up your head. And you can sleep better at night. So check that out. They also have the anti-inflammatory formula on the pain under the pain tab if you want to look there. But those two things are just the winning combo, and you won't be exposed to antibiotics, and you won't be 10 to 14 days waiting for recovery. Okay, your immune system is supported by the echinacea in the formula. So it'll produce more macrophages. If you do have an infection, antibodies still kill it. Yes, Frank, I know the cayenne wakes you up. Well, more importantly, it drains. It moves mucus out. Cayenne will move mucus out, and that's what's important. So look for the Echinacea Deluxe at thepowerherbs.com. It'll be under the Immune Boosters tab. That's Echinacea Deluxe. And the anti-inflammatory is under their pain reliever tab. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And, of course, aside from environmental with sinus infection, sometimes it's allergy related to foods you're eating. You can make yourself more vulnerable to head colds, sinus colds, and infections with sometimes an allergy to food you have in your lifestyle. The typical culprits are dairy and wheat. So I run into people all the time. They say, well, I don't drink any milk, but they love cheese. Okay, well, cheese is 10 times the concentration of milk. So, yes, that's cow's milk. So you are on milk, basically. So don't forget the cheese and all those hidden ingredients and a lot of snacks out there. They have a lot of hidden milk and stuff. Even your sorbet. You think sorbet is just fruit, frozen fruit. It's got milk in it. You read the label. All right. We got a few minutes. And we are going to be talking about skin. Largest organ of the body can give you some warning signs that something is amiss, an imbalance. Your medical doctor can confirm a problem but, you know, usually the skin, it can be a good indicator there is a problem. If you have a food allergy, for instance, or something worse. So our skin is just an area that can let us know there may be a major organ beginning to fail. Okay? And more women than men are affected by, let's say, liver disease, statistically. And women exhibit more severe symptoms than men do in that case. So if you ignore a lot of your signals, then you're going to find yourself in intensive care in a skinny minute. So you don't want to ignore signals. So let's look at some of the skin signals. When we think of liver, we think of having a direct link to the skin in natural medicine. So when the liver is not functioning, one of the first indicators is you get this really dry skin. And no matter how much lotion you put on the skin, it's not going to do anything to hydrate it. And the reason is that there is this blockage of proper fluid circulating to bring oxygen, blood flow, and nutrition to the skin itself. So the next symptom is the skin may develop, if you have a liver problem, if it's failing, the skin may itch. Okay, your skin may begin to itch. And skin of this nature, when you scratch it, may even rupture and bleed. So the rupture with the skin causes a lot of bruising, and that can become a really nasty wound. A sick liver can also give the skin and your eyes a yellow appearance called jaundice. So this should really get your attention, right? When you have a serious problem with the liver, is you turn yellow. Another possible sign is on your skin surface is the appearance of spidery blood vessels on your chest, shoulders, and neck area. This is a definite sign of liver damage, and it's very obvious and it's alarming. Skin that easily bruises is also a sign of liver disease. So be careful out there. You can get liver disease not so much always. People think, oh, alcoholism. Not always. Sometimes it's from medications your doctor has you on. Okay? So here's some of the types of liver disease. Modern medicine assigns symptoms. They say cirrhosis, cancer, hepatitis A, B, or C. If you have elevated iron levels, it can congest the liver. And also Wilson's disease is a genetic disorder where you get a lot of copper accumulating and then you get a fatty liver. So some additional symptoms may be that your liver's in duress as you have a loss of appetite, you have a nosebleed, you feel nauseated, you have a change in your fingernails, the shape and color changes, you may have fatigue, again, skin discolorations, excessive thirst or frequent urination, severe abdominal pain, dark-colored urine, pale color or tar-colored stools, abdomen swelling, frequent headaches, dizziness, spasms, and then behavioral changes like depression and irritability can be symptoms as well. So anyone that lands in the hospital and hears for the first time they have liver disease, typically they have ignored a mountain of symptoms. Okay. Ignoring symptoms, these are imbalances the body's communicating to you, is, you know, not going to help you get better if you ignore them. So some of the major causes we touched on was alcohol. Too much alcohol will inflame the liver and make it fatty. The final stage is you get scarring of the liver tissue, and it's called cirrhosis of the liver. So if you have alcohol-related liver damage, you get dark urine, mental confusion, light-colored bowel movements where it almost looks white, GI tract bleeding, maybe fluid retention, edema, and recovery is going to require removal of the alcohol from the lifestyle. End of story. Permanent change. Toxins, other toxins can also wreak havoc with your liver, because your liver is supposed to neutralize toxins. So if your liver can't do that, you can get a lot of skin rashes, and your body is attempting to neutralize the toxins, but can't keep on top of it. And so toxins can be in the form of things like sugar, too much sugar, or too much fat from healthy lifestyles. So it doesn't always have to be, you know, street drugs and alcohol that are toxic. It can be, you know, some of the food you get at the grocery store. So also, you know, hives can also be a result, along with that itchy rash we mentioned. So be aware of that. A lot of histamine can build up and often appears around the eyelids, and it's called chronic urticaria. And middle-aged females will often be prone to these itchy hives, which appear on the eyes, around the eyes and the eyelid and the face. A lot of swelling can occur, especially around the lips and the eyelids. In 30% of the patients, that occurs. And hives are triggered by an addition of medications, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, pain relievers, aspirin. Even foods and insect bites can cause that reaction as well, but you should be able to determine the difference. So these all present toxins to your liver, and your liver has to neutralize all those. So your liver is a kind of an important organ, and you don't want to stress it. Other triggers, if you're under a lot of emotional stress, excessive heat, so avoid hot, really, really hot showers and baths, and don't overdo the exercise where you're too overheated. And also the other thing it could be linked to is hypothyroidism. So hypothyroidism can give you a lot of skin changes as well. And if you get dehydrated, that too can, you can show up on, you know, people get those liver spots. A lot of times it's from being dehydrated. And alcohol isn't the only beverage that can dehydrate you. Anything with caffeine, tea, coffee, energy drinks, sodas. Also having salt in the system is necessary to balance fluids. So if you don't have the right salt, then you're going to either have too much fluid retention or you'll be dehydrated. So salt's really important. And we don't have any healthy salt really in the grocery store. It's all that processed stuff. If you want 84 microminerals in salt that's supposed to be there, it's a sun-dried salt, and you'll get that from the folks at Apothecary Herbs. So check that out at their website, thepowerherbs.com, or inside their catalog. It is a world of difference. If you have thyroid issues, you definitely want this salt. Absolutely. All right, so you've got tools. God's made sure you had them. Herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. And these are powerful medicinal components. That's why they're bitter or they're really hot, so you don't eat too much. Okay, that's the reason. If it was sweet like a strawberry, that's a nutritional element and not necessarily a medicinal element. Those are the differences there. So check out thepowerherbs.com. Get a free product catalog. See what they have. If you have questions, you can email or call. Thepowerherbs.com is their web address, thepowerherbs.com. And if you get a chance, sign up for the newsletters if you want to receive them by email. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So there's two of them there. You sign up for both if you want. And great information that will just rock your world in there, and it's absolutely free. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, get those minerals if you're light in minerals, because everybody is. Everything's got Roundup on it, and it's just blocking a lot of absorption of minerals from the soil. So we have 50% less nutrition in our food. So you need to get your minerals. You need to get your proteins. And you can get those through plants, the right kind, organically grown ones. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. And be empowered out there. I can see by the clock I'm out of time. I will be back next week. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.